Whenever we allow God to have full control, He begins to work in ways we never could. And when we look back, we can boldly say, only God could have done this. Hi, it's Tony here. Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 verse 11 says, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. We live in a time when money, position, fame and relevance are the things people chase most. And in that pursuit, some don't mind pushing past God's providence or even manipulating situations to get ahead of others, to prove a point or to clear their name. One of my favorite authors, R.T. Kendall, shared that after more than 50 years in ministry, one of the greatest lessons he learned was simply to let God do it. Because when God's time has come, then our time has come. An example from the Bible is Joseph. He tried so hard to get himself out of prison. He even placed his hope in the butler and he asked him to speak up on his behalf, but nothing worked. Why? Because God's time had not yet come. All of Joseph's effort failed, not because God had forgotten him, but because God wanted to do it his own way. So many of the trials that we go through in life are really about learning to trust God's perfect timing. And if we're being honest, it's one of the most challenging things to do on this journey of faith. From my own experiences and from observing others, I've noticed a few ways we can tell when God's timing is close. Number one, when all human resources have failed, you've given everything you can and you're still down to nothing. Number two, when human wisdom doesn't have the answers and suddenly things start happening that have no natural or traditional explanation, like a miracle or a supernatural intervention. Number three, when common explanations don't make sense anymore. If it can still be explained, people will argue it as a coincidence, but when logic fails, then God's timing is very close. Number four, when God works at the very place you've previously failed multiple times. Joseph trusted the butler to remember him, and the butler forgot. But when the appointed time came for Joseph to be released from prison, the same butler suddenly remembered. Number five, now this is the final one, and I've seen this happen in my life. Sometimes God will send someone to plead your case without you saying a word. You don't strive, you don't push, God reaches you where you are, and everything comes together easily, quietly, even after you've given up and decided to take a rest. So, my friends, this is what it looks like when God's timing shows up. So if you're in a waiting season right now, don't lose hope, don't force it, don't try to help God, and don't try to run ahead of Him. Because when God's time finally comes, then your time has come. Let us pray. Lord, thank you that your timing is always perfect. We know that when your time has come, then everything becomes beautiful. So give us the grace to wait on you with patience and trust. Teach us to rest in your plan and to grow deeper in faith as we wait. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this blesses someone today. Have a wonderful week ahead and God bless you. Bye.